Hello, welcome to the 17th episode of Let's Talk and Grow. This week's episode is, what is being cool anyway? I can't find the way to start this episode because I have a lot of things to say about this. But I'll start it off with this because I feel like it's one of the most relatable things. You know, at first I wanted to, when I was in middle school, high school, I wanted to be in fashion. And not just in fashion all the time, but I wanted to be I wanted to be cool. Whether that meant by having my own fashion choices or by dressing like everyone else, you just want to belong. Or you want to be seen as cool even if you're the different one. There were times where I wanted to follow and there were times where I wanted to not follow, but I did want to be cool. And what I love about now is, and here's the thing, I don't know if I'm part of the minority or part of the majority. I don't know. But what I love about now and getting, you know, starting my 20s or mid-20s, I'm in my late 20s, 26. But what I love about now is I don't want to be part of any crowd and I want to innovate. But I don't care if the majority of the people feel that what I want to innovate or what I want to do is cool. And that's such a liberating feeling that I hope most people will get to experience in their life. And I wish that it was what most of us in our teens would get to experience because it's so liberating. Now, the only thing I care to know is that by being me, I can inspire someone else to be themselves. That is what is so freaking cool to me now. The idea that I can inspire someone else to fall in love with who they are or embracing who they are and presenting themselves out in the world the way they always wanted to be. You know, sometimes I'm not saying for people that are introverted to be extroverted. I'm not even extroverted. But the freedom to put yourself out there or just be genuinely you, the way that you always wanted to. If I can do that for others, that is the only thing that I care about. And I don't care if that's you being quirky, if that's you being, you know, your version of what a badass bitch represents. It doesn't matter. It's just, oh, and the most important, I feel like I wasn't able to word, I mean, yes, what I just said, but also this. To me, the most important thing and the coolest thing above all is to be able to help people tap into themselves, into their souls, into what they really feel, and to be not only self-aware, be aware of themselves, but also being aware of others, and being kind to yourself so that you can also be kind towards others in the most sincere way. That is what is cool to me. One thing I always think about is, why would I go with trends if they always change? And there's something that's quite the thing that I wish that people who were a little younger or just anyone could understand, that there really isn't a point in worrying so much about being in trend when they change so much all the time. I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but it's happened to me so many times in my life that, for example, when I was very little, I used to love bell bottoms. And those were not in fashion. Those were not in fashion at all. I used to love bell bottoms so much. And I remember that at that point in time, I believe straight leg was what people were wearing. And then in middle school and more towards high school with skinny jeans. For example, about like 5 years ago, I don't even know when, people stopped wearing those low-waisted, I don't know how what they're called, but the only way that I can describe it is if you've ever seen the way Britney Spears uses her jeans or her shorts, those types that they're like low-rise, I think is what they're called. Those are coming back in fashion. And they had been out for, I think, the past 5 years or maybe longer. And then people were starting to wear mom jeans again, and then bell bottoms again. For me personally, I remember in 2017, I had this spiritual awakening. And in that time, no one was speaking like about spirituality and things like that. And I remember I felt kind of alone because I was like the only one that I knew, even in like just people around me. I was the only one who was talking about, I'm not saying in the world, of course, but I'm saying in like the people I knew and people that I knew of that was into chakras, healing, and crystals, and just spirituality. And now it seems that nearly, well, almost everyone is into that, or there's not like a day that does not go by that I don't hear people talking about energies and healing and trauma and all these kinds of spiritual words. I remember when I was, well, actually, not even years ago, I remember that a while ago, I was really looking into 70s fashion, and now it's back in. I remember in high school, I really was into the 80s and the Madonna punk look. It was her pre Like a Virgin era. If you search Lucky Star or Borderline, that kind of fashion, I don't know why I was so into it, but I felt so lonely because I was the only one who was into that at that time. But my thing is, sometimes we try so hard to be like, to be in fashion, to be in style, but there's no point because it always changes. And like the only lesson that I get out of this all the time is that there's nothing better than just being you. Like self-sacrificing what you think is cool because it's not what is cool in actuality in this moment in time for others seems kind of ridiculous to me now. Like to think that at one point skinny brows were in, and then in like the 2014s or so, big bushy eyebrows were in. And now I don't even know what's in anymore as far as eyebrows. But it's like, can we just realize that being ourselves is okay? Because if you really think about it, I don't know if it's happened with other people, like what I just described, that I've liked things myself, and then years or months later, they become in fashion. And then I think, damn it, had I worn this first, or had I not been embarrassed to wear this or to show myself as I truly am, I wouldn't feel like a follower now, or I wouldn't, I could have, I don't know, inside of you, maybe you think naively that you could have innovated something, but you were too shy to wear it because people were going to make fun of you. That's how I felt so many times, and kicked myself in the ass because I didn't just do what I wanted to do because others weren't doing it. And it sounds so dumb to me now. One thing that I realize, and it's not just in fashion, but it's anything. Here's one thing that I realize. There are people who set fashion because they are bold enough to try something new. Those are the fashion or the trend icons. And then there's people that are being in fashion. But to me now, what I realize is that being in fashion is being the follower. And who the hell wants to be the follower? Who the hell wants to be sheep? And I'm not saying like if you like a certain fashion, if you follow it, you suck. No. I'm just saying that sometimes we think we're cool because we're in trend, but what we're not realizing is what's cool about that? We look down on people who who aren't in fashion, who, I don't know, who you might think look are lame or something like that. But if you really think about it, if you're the one following fashion, you're not the trendsetter. The trendsetter is the one who dares to do something different. The trendsetter is the person who dares to wear something when no one else is wearing it anymore or who has never worn it. And then everyone is like, oh, let me try it. And then you realize that when you were making fun of it, now you're using it yourself. So as far as fashion and trends, people do whatever the hell you want. Be yourself, because then you're kicking yourself in the ass for not doing what you thought was cool in the beginning. Something that I have found very fascinating and cool that I know all of us have come to find out is when you get, once you're out of high school and you're into adulthood, there comes this fascination with realizing that we're all the same in a sense. We are all humans who don't have all the answers. We're all trying to figure it out. And in reality, your parents or if I should say in quotation marks, your superiors are really people who don't know the answers, and they're people who can learn from you, and you both learn from one another equally. There's really an illusion of superiority in this world that doesn't really exist. I realize, I don't know if there's this confidence that you gain once you start coming of age and once you start getting in your 20s. There's this feeling of, well, for me, it was in my 20s. I don't know how early or how much later it's come from other people, but for me, I feel that there's this thing that fascinates me, and it's that when we're kids, they always instill us like we have to have this fear, even to speak up sometimes, even in school. And there were so many times that of course, there should be respect towards elders, but sometimes educators, sometimes even parents, they kind of take advantage of what they represent to a children, the superiority that they represent, and they really, sometimes it feels intentionally, try to make you inferior, or what are you going to do about it? I know that I've seen many times where students, and even myself, where a teacher has made me feel like, and what are you going to do about it? Like, I said this, and what are you going to do about it? And if you say something, well, not to me, I was not really to me, because I was pretty well behaved, but then I realized that there were times that I let things slide, or sometimes that I wouldn't stick up for myself, because it was frightening, because I felt that I couldn't, because it felt like you had no say in this world. And once you're out of high school, at least for me, that kind of really just shed it off like snake skin. I kind of shed off that skin, and I started to feel more equal with other people to say what I wanted to say. I started realizing that, oh, and also this. People might say that, you know, adults aren't that great. I guess we can agree with that sometimes or not, but one thing that is very cool is realizing that your parents, you know, when you start empathizing with parents or with older people you come to the realization that things are really hard, and you start understanding why your parents or your elders act the way they do. I don't know why it seems to come at that time, but even the quirky teacher that everyone would make fun of, seems like such a cool person in your eyes. I remember I had a lot of teachers actually, especially in high school, quirky teachers that I wouldn't say they were weird. They're actually pretty cool. I felt they were cool at the time, but that others would, I don't know, maybe make fun of their quirkiness or their uniqueness. And I look back at them and I think these people are pretty badass people. They're wonderful teachers and wonderful human beings. There was a teacher I had that was had really such an innovative way of teaching us, and she was always listening to what we had to say in when instructing the classroom. Like she really had this new approach. And I don't know if you would describe, if anyone would describe her as hippie or what they would describe her as. She was amazing. I loved her. She was very unique. She was to me, I mean, and I've had great teachers and but she was such a pioneer to me in the way she went about things. And I when I think about people that are like people that have a sense of autonomy of and individuality and who celebrate it in others, I think about that teacher a lot. Very, very cool lady. And I think about her to this day. There's a lot of teachers that I think about, but there's something very cool about growing up and realizing that you don't have to be conventional to be cool. You don't have to be young to be a cool person. You don't have to be a certain age to be a cool person. You don't have to wear something to be cool. There's something very beautiful about finding cool people very cool because of their soul and their kindness and their sense of individuality and the way that they inspire others to do the same and the way that they fight for you to do the same. Those people are so amazing. One thing I really want to say to people who are afraid to be themselves or are afraid to put themselves out there in any way, shape, or form, or are afraid to speak up, I want to say something, and it's that representation in all its formats and all its ways matters. It really, really does. Every time you dare to dress the way you want to dress, every time you dare to speak up for yourself and for others, every time you're kind in a place where it seems that people make fun of, because I know there's not many, but there are places where it's like people make fun of just kindness and people are uncomfortable with it. But representation matters because when others see that, they know that it's okay. And if you're a parent, or if even if there's anyone who's in their teens, or who cares, anyone who's in their 20s as well that's listening to me, I hope that you take with you that, and I hope that you know that the sooner that you convince yourself, and I hope that I can convince you a little bit, but the sooner that you convince yourself that when you are yourself, you liberate others, even though it might not seem like it, I feel is when we truly start living more authentically and happy. You know, something I remember when I was a child, I always had a tendency of acting unimpressed. So unimpressed with everything. I'd be like, well, whatever. And I think there's this thing with like it. Mostly you see it in teenagers, but it can go to adulthood too. Like there's people who really love to act so unimpressed at that time. Sorry, there's people who really like to act unimpressed a lot of times. And I used to be like that. But you know, when I started realizing that there's a beauty in finding beauty in others and finding beauty in the world and finding things to be grateful for, those beautiful feelings in my heart towards life just started flourishing and expanding. When I started being thankful for the sky, for the clouds, and just started making moments of wonder and joy for myself by practicing that, I live so much more happy than when I try to act unimpressed by everything and anything that anyone does. I now look at people and I celebrate any beautiful, wonderful thing that they are and anything great that they can do, because it creates those beautiful feelings for myself and for others. And I think, why did I ever want to be that person who acts like nothing impresses them? And now it's weird because I'm uncomfortable with people who act so unimpressed. Not uncomfortable, but also kind of annoyed. Because I feel that when one purposely tries to act like that, it not only sucks the fun and good feelings out of you, but also for others around you, when they're trying to show you something, when they're trying to make you when they're trying to bring you some joy. And I feel like it also robs yourself of joy. So if there's anyone listening out there, and which I know that you guys are, but I want to say that be yourself. And I know I say this a lot, but I hope that you find and you realize the importance of being yourself and how magical that is for the lives of others and yourself. Whenever you allow yourself to love yourself, to cherish yourself the way you are, to accept yourself the way you are, you're not only doing that for yourself, but you're doing that for the universe. And even if it seems like you're not touching anyone, trust me, there's always people watching. You inspire other people to want to love themselves that way, to want to be themselves. You inspire others to feel safe in their skin when you feel safe in yours, when you're kind. What is cool anyway? Seriously, what is cool anyway? Minds change, perspectives change over the years. Fashion changes, trends change, conveniences change. Overall tastes and societies, well, that's trends. It all changes. So what is cool anyway? It's all relative. And who wants to spend their life just going with the flow of what others are doing? And if it does make you happy, by all means. But just don't forget who you are inside and what you want inside of you and what makes you you. You know, if one day you want to dress like this, do it. And then one day you want to be another way, try it all. And at the time that you want, not at the time that it's relevant or trendy for everyone else. Do it in your own time when you feel like it. And be kind all the time. If you know it's the right thing to do, even when it feels like it's not trendy in your home to be kind. Even when it doesn't feel like it's the thing at your home to be kind, try it. It might inspire another family member. You know, there's also times when I've been inspired by others so much that in my teenage years, I was so inspired by them that I wanted to be them in a way. Madonna has always been the woman that I was always like, I want to be her. Or, you know, just these, or you want to be the girl in this fairy tale. You want to be the girl here. You want to be that girl that's a bad bitch. You want to be this person. You want to be that person. But I kind of shifted my perspective a little bit. And I've realized that they're so inspirational. Most of the people that I find inspirational, I find them so inspirational because they dared to be themselves, their unique selves in a world that had certain standards or had a certain, they were bold. They went out of the grain. And that's what I should be seeing. I shouldn't be seeing trying to be like them, but taking the characteristic of them being themselves to form my own self. And that's what I try to do with my podcast and the content that I create. I know that sometimes, like the content that I might put on Instagram, I don't know if someone finds it cringy. And if they do, I've come to the point where I don't care. At least I'm putting myself out there the way that I am. And I hope that at least it helps you. Even if you think, ugh, I could do so much better than that, then great. Put it out there. Demonstrate who you are. Be happy with who you are. That's all I want to do. I don't care if you find me cringy. I don't care if you have any negative idea about the way that I present myself. But in fact, like I said, if you think you can do it better, then that's even greater for me, because my goal, what I'm trying to do is I just wish to inspire others to live their most authentic but also their most loving self. Above all, their most loving self, and for them to just be in tune with themselves. I love seeing people being in tune with themselves and being vulnerable. You don't have to be vulnerable with others, but allowing yourself to be vulnerable with your own self, to be true to who you are and to be true to your emotions. I think that's beautiful. And I think that's important. And I think it's underrated. That's all that I have for you today. I hope that you enjoyed the episode. If there's anything I want for you to take, is be kind always. Remind those around you about the beautiful qualities that you see in them, about the things that make them beautifully unique. Trust me, those actions amplify not only in them, but yourself, into more positivity, more loving kindness. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you're inspired. I hope it sparks maybe something in you. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a review, leave a rating. And you can follow me on Instagram, which is Let's Talk and Grow.